I want to thank you for joining me again today. I want to talk to you this morning about a familiar story from the Old Testament. And that's the story of the 12 spies of Israel. Israel sent out spies to look at the land of Canaan. We see that in Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. They spent 40 days going back and forth across the land, according to verses 21 through 25 of Numbers 13. At the end of that time, they all came back, all 12 spies, and they brought back both good news and bad news. In Numbers 13 and verse 27, they said it really is a land of milk and honey, and that was evidenced by the fruit that they had brought back with them. But in verse 28, the very next verse, they warned against going into the land to occupy it because they said it was already occupied by strong people and giants. They were afraid. One of the spies, Caleb, tried to reassure the people in verse 30 that they could still take the land. And yet 10 of the spies overwhelmed the people with their bad report. We see that taking place in Numbers 13, beginning in verse 31 through chapter 14 and verse 4. Of the 12 spies, only two had confidence in God, and that was Joshua and Caleb. Numbers chapter 14, verses 6 through 9. But the people didn't pay any attention to the minority in this report. Instead, they listened to the majority, resulting in God's condemnation. Israel was forced to wander 40 more years in the wilderness. Numbers chapter 14, verses 29 through 34. The 10 spies who came back with a negative report were told that they died by a plague before the Lord. Numbers 14, verses 36 through 37. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 38, we're told that only Joshua and Caleb were spared their lives out of those 12 spies. The Lord spared Caleb because, as he says in verse 24, he has followed me fully. A similar statement is made about Caleb time and time again, like in Numbers chapter 32, verses 11 and 12, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 36, Joshua chapter 14, verses 8 and 9, and again in verse 14. Excuse me. How great would it be for this to be on your headstone when you leave this world? For people to see anytime they would go to the cemetery, he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Can that be said of us? What does it mean to follow the Lord fully or wholly like Caleb did? And can we follow Christ today fully or wholly like Caleb did God in the Old Testament? I want to ask the question, what does it mean to follow the Lord fully? For us today to follow Jesus all the days of our lives, that's what Caleb did. That's the case with Caleb. He followed the Lord while they were in the wilderness, and after they got into the land of Canaan, the land of promise, he followed the Lord there. 45 years later, he's still following the Lord. Joshua chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. He didn't do like a lot of others that we read about in the Old Testament. You remember in Genesis 19, verse 26, Lot's wife turned back. So do a lot of people today. They want the blessings of God. They want the mercies of God and the promises of God, but they can't last, and they go part of the way and they turn back to see what they maybe have missed in their old life. Some are like the Galatians in chapter 3 and verse 1. They're easily bewitched or tricked or deceived into thinking that what they're actually doing is what God would have them to do. But what about us today? What about us who follow Jesus today? Paul would write to the young preacher Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. And from that we ask ourselves, will we follow him in our youth? Titus 2, verses 1 through 5, Titus there, another young preacher, is asked by Paul, will we follow him in our old age? Are we going to follow Jesus today just like Caleb followed the Lord? Not only in our youth, but all the days of our life. You see, to follow Jesus fully means that we follow him with all of our heart. When the text says Caleb followed the Lord fully or wholly, that means he did it with a whole heart. The perfect role model for what Jesus called the greatest commandment in Matthew 22, verses 36 through 38. In that passage, he was asked what the greatest commandment was, and then he went above that answer and said the next greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. And then he said, you're to love the Lord your God with every, and I'll paraphrase here, with every fiber of your being, with your heart, your soul, your mind. He didn't leave any part of you out. Your whole, your full heart. And it's sad that many today try to serve the Lord with what we might call a divided heart. Like Solomon, who was influenced by his foreign wives in 1 Kings 11 and verse 4. Like those in the day when James wrote his epistle, trying to be friends with the world, James 4 and verse 4. You see, you cannot walk with one foot in the world and one foot serving Christ. You have to make a decision. You have to make a choice. So the question is, what of us that follow Jesus today? Are we going to follow him with our whole heart? John 14 verse 15. Are we going to follow him with an undivided affection? 1 John 2 verses 15 through 17, Jesus talks about there that you can't follow the world and follow Christ. They're not the same thing. And the things of this world, he says, are not from the Father. I've got a note in the margin of my Bible about that those verses that talks about that this is the realm of the devil, the world is. So if we're more interested in the world, and if we bring the world into our worship service, then we're not following Christ fully or wholly with our heart. So the question is, are we going to follow Jesus like Caleb followed the Lord with all of our hearts? To follow Jesus fully means to follow Jesus despite the hazards and the dangers. I mean, we don't face the dangers that Caleb probably faced in the days of the Old Testament. And yet he followed the Lord fully despite the dangers that he probably faced. He was willing to face a land filled with giants, remember? Numbers 13, verse 33. He was willing to face the wrath of his brethren because he wanted to go in and conquer the land because he knew that with God on his side, they could do it. Numbers 14 and verse 10. He was willing to take a mountain from the giants in his old age. Joshua 14, they went into the promised land and divided up the land, and Caleb chose a mountain that was filled with the sons of Anak, the giants of the day. And we see in verses 10 through 12 there that that's what he asked for as his inheritance. He had a life filled with dangers, with hazards, and yet he still fully or wholly served the Lord. Many today will serve the Lord only when it's convenient for them, when it's popular, when the crowd wants to follow Jesus, when it's safe, like Peter before being confronted by the maiden when Jesus was arrested in Matthew 26, verses 69 and 70. He had just told Jesus that he would die with him. And then when Jesus was arrested, the disciples fled and abandoned him. And when Peter stood in the courtyard watching the trial of Jesus, the little maiden asked him, said, I believe you were with Jesus. And Peter began to deny and even curse, remember? Well, what of us today who say that we follow Jesus? Are we going to follow him when it's only convenient for us? Do we follow him despite being ridiculed, possible persecution and dangers? You see, that's what Jesus talked about in his Sermon on the Mount in the Beatitudes in verses 5 through 12 of Matthew chapter 5. So, we'll follow Jesus like Caleb followed the Lord, despite the hazards, right? Well, certainly the commitment of Caleb to his Lord is commendable. How he was able to be so committed, well, that's what we have to talk about. And how we might be so enabled to serve the Lord like Caleb did. How are we enabled to follow the Lord fully today? Well, my suggestion is by keeping our eye on Him. Caleb's faith was in the Lord, not in himself. He was confident that he could take the land, remember? But that was because he knew the Lord would be with him. So he had his eye on the Lord. So we need to keep our eye on Jesus, Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 4, looking unto him as the author and finisher of our faith, considering the hostility that he went through, that he endured, knowing the Father will help us just like he helped him to endure. Secondly, we are enabled to do this by having a different spirit. Caleb was noting for having a different spirit, different from the spirit of the other 10 spies who were the defeatist, and different from the spirit of the rest of Israel who complained. And we can be strengthened if we have a different spirit. Certainly, a spirit of a positive attitude will help, Philippians 4 and verse 13. And how much more so with the Spirit of God? Help us when we have that positive attitude. If we have a can-do attitude, knowing that we are clothed in the strength of God's might, then we can make a difference and have a different spirit. We need to be motivated to follow the Lord fully, and that leads us to having a useful life. Consider how God used Caleb after that. He used him as a leader in Israel, Numbers 13. As a servant of God to spy out the land, Numbers 14. As an example of faith and courage, Numbers 13 and 14. As a reminder of God's justice, and as an inspiration of service, even in his old age. So how useful are we going to be? If we follow Jesus fully, we can be an example in our youth, 1 Timothy 4. And we can be useful to the Master, 2 Timothy 2. The question begs to be asked, do we want to be useful to Jesus? And finally, it leads us to a fulfilled life. Look at Caleb. His life was fulfilled. Only he and Joshua were blessed to enter the Promised Land, to enter Canaan, Deuteronomy 1. He received the land around Hebron as his inheritance, and his land had rest from war, according to Joshua 14. What kind of fulfilled life does Jesus offer those of us today who follow him fully? Well, Ephesians 3 and verse 19 says that that person experiences love which passes knowledge. Philippians 4 and verse 7 says that that one experiences peace which surpasses understanding. 1 Peter 1 and verse 8 said that one experiences joy inexpressible. And in Matthew 6 and verse 33, Jesus said that one has their daily needs provided. Do we want a fulfilled life? I pray that we'll let the example of Caleb inspire us to follow the Lord fully in our life, to follow Jesus all the days of our life, to follow him with all of our heart, despite the hazards that this world may throw at us. We, like Caleb, need to follow the Lord fully, so we too can have a useful life of service to the Lord and have a fulfilled life that is blessed by the Lord. Don't forget Caleb and Joshua. And are you following the Lord like Caleb? I pray that you are. If you need to speak to me about this lesson or like to listen to it again, you can go to our website, churchateastside.com, all one word, and listen to it again there, and also leave messages if you'd like to. Thank you again.